Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The third Senate impeachment trial in America kicked off today with a prayer.
Lord, as our senators prepare to gather for today's impeachment trial, we declare that you alone are our hope.
That's Senate Chaplain Barry Black. Next, we heard from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's proposed a resolution that each side have 24 hours, 12 a day over 4 days, to present arguments followed by a debate over witnesses.
On every point, our straightforward resolution will bring the clarity and fairness that everyone deserves. The President of the United States, the House of Representatives, and the American people.
Of course, Democrats see things differently. Here's Senate Minority Leader, the Democrat Chuck Schumer.
The McConnell rules seem to be designed by President Trump for President Trump. It asks the Senate to rush through as fast as possible and makes getting evidence as hard as possible.
Well, NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell has been following all of this in Washington. And Kelsey, it sounds as if Mitch McConnell is going to stick to his plan to run the trial as he planned. Do Democrats have any hope of getting any of the changes they want? What are some of them?
Well, some of the changes they want to introduce witnesses and evidence, and they want to vote on that before they even get started with this testimony or the arguments that are supposed to take up those 24 hours, 12 days, 12 hours a day, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's really helpful to think about today as being all about procedure and the trial itself really getting started in earnest tomorrow. And this procedural stuff, while it can be confusing, is really important because when it comes to something like an impeachment trial where the precedent is so slim, they're essentially battling to be the baseline for any future impeachments, not just for the way things are going to run right now. Mm. And, you know, McConnell is basically saying that he is going to ask the Senate to vote down any attempts to change the rules that he's put out there. And Democrats are saying they're going to do everything they can to try to get the rules changed. But at the end of the day, they need 51 votes to make any amendments, any changes at all in this entire trial. Democrats have 47 members. And that means that they need at least four Republicans to join them if they want to get anything done.
Well, we should say Chief Justice Roberts isn't even there today. I mean, he's not overseeing this. And when we talk about the witnesses, the Washington Post is reporting that the White House is prepping a plan B just in case Democrats do get those votes you mentioned to subpoena John Bolton. Republicans could force that testimony to be classified, or the president could signal executive privilege. I think we might have heard a little of that from Mitch McConnell already. So what's the sense of whether they anticipate there might have to be a plan B?
Well, the idea that it's all subject to this 51-vote threshold is kind of what makes it a little bit of a Wild West version of the Senate. Usually, that's not how things work. So it's going to be very interesting to watch what coalitions of people get along behind things and whether or not Democrats can find a fourth Republican to join them on anything at all. Because we've heard from Mitt Romney, as you mentioned, but also Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, saying that they are open to the concept of witnesses or potentially John Bolton in specific, but they still need a fourth Republican if they're going to get anywhere on this. And that's something that Democrats are still working on.
Talk a little bit about President Trump's defense team. We've heard from some members over the past few days, Alan Dershowitz, for instance, saying, yes, the president did the things he's accused of, but it's not a crime. That seemed to be the constitutional case he's going to make. Of course, the founders said impeachment was a process for those who violated the public trust. But do we get the sense that anyone on the legal team is going to say that the president didn't do the things that we already know his chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, told reporters? Yeah, he did.
Well, the brief that they put out over the weekend, it does not indicate that that's an argument that they're attempting to make. Though one of the interesting things about the McConnell resolution, the thing that sets up the rules, is that they basically are saying that the White House and House Democrats have to establish the new set of facts, that because the House record is not being automatically admitted as the foundation of the arguments here, we could see the White House try to set up a new set of facts. But we haven't seen them preview that yet. That's not what their brief indicates. indicated that doesn't mean it couldn't happen.
Yeah. By the way, the White House announced yesterday that 8 Republican congresspeople will be part of the president's team, not the legal team, but what team? These are some of the more hyperpartisan people from the House inquiry, Doug Collins, Jim Jordan. What exactly will they do?
Well, they are basically political supporters, right? You're right. These are some of the president's closest defenders. They don't have a legal role here. They may just be there for moral support and for kind of showing the president that he has Republicans in Congress at his back.
NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell, just briefly, what's it like there in Washington?
It is tense. This is not a version of the Senate that I have ever seen in the 10 years I've been covering Congress. It is just a completely different, more hostile environment.
Oh, Kelsey, thank you.